Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Wholesale inflation in the U.S. cooled last month. The Labor Department reporting producer prices were unchanged in June from May and up 2.3% from last year at this time. The report comes a day after the Labor Department also reported that consumer prices rose last month by 2.7%. The biggest year-over-year increase since February. There is a vote expected today in the Senate on clawing back billions of dollars. It's already been approved by Congress for public health and public broadcasting. An American Idol executive and her husband found shot to death in a Los Angeles home. A suspected burglar under arrest, says LAPD Lieutenant Guy Golan.
The motive is unknown. We're still looking into whether he has any type of relationship with the victims. Right now, it is an apparent random attack. The house did not appear to be ransacked.
Surveillance shows the suspect entering the home last week. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. School districts all over Wisconsin are feeling the pinch of inadequate funding from the state government. This most recent state budget doesn't add any new funding except for higher reimbursement rates for special education, but they're also dealing with cuts from the federal government, too. Lisa Hale reports.
School districts across Wisconsin are facing budget dilemmas following passage of the state's new biennial budget and from funding freezes at the national level. Last year, a record number of referenda from local school districts were on the ballot to fund everything from capital projects to operations. Green Bay Area Superintendent Vicki Bayer said districts are cutting to make ends meet.
We've closed and consolidated three schools. We've reduced staffing, including 10% of our administrative staff. We've reduced department budgets. We've been at this for 3 years now, and it continues to be a challenge.
Bayer said the same is true for districts across the state.
They're all having conversations about where else can we possibly cut before we start hurting our children. That's across the state for public schools. You will see more schools closing in the next year.
In the spring election cycle, 94 referendums were placed before voters. In 2024, a total of 241 referenda were considered. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
As we've reported, Madison schools have a hole in the budget because of the federal funding freeze. The Madison Metropolitan School District was supposed to get almost $3 million for after-school programs and English learning services. But Superintendent Joe Gothard says those services will be paid for one way or another. He says the district will use reserve funds if they need to. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Nationally gets the victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the All-Star game ended in a win for the National League. The NL jumped out to a 6-0 lead. The American League came back, down 6-4 in the ninth to tie the game up. And so for the first time, they had a swing-off, a mini home run derby. And the Phillies' Kyle Schwarber responded going 3-for-3 home runs on Fox Sports.
The swing off.
Later, Schwarber named the game's MVP, Brewers rookie Jacob Mizorowski. The Miz pitched in the eighth inning, allowing just one hit and retiring three other batters. And Milwaukee's Trevor McGill also making an appearance, retiring the batter he faced to end the seventh inning. NBA, the Bucks wrapping up their summer league schedule in Las Vegas. They'll take on the Chicago Bulls. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible later today and again tonight, and a couple of those could be strong to severe. Otherwise, today will be warm and muggy with a high in the mid to upper 80s tonight, upper 50s tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and cooler with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. On the table. Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this breed, is breed. Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes.
Or...
Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The John and Gordy Show.
You know, the thing is, once you tell everybody that it's Trump's tariffs, everybody gets, you know, angry and mad, and they're against it. Well, it's because it's a dumb idea.
Yes.
My God, it has nothing to do with the Trump name.
The
we
name.
Don't care. It's a stupid idea. We're paying the higher prices.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by State Senator Chris Larson. We discuss how to bring Democrats together and have productive disagreements. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Donald Trump and Pam Bondi promised there are files. Either they are world-class bullshit or they are burying files. And we didn't need to know why and who to hold accountable that's helping them bury them. So Democrats have a lot we can do, and obviously in a majority with subpoena power, everything changes.
Yeah.
Oh, my. I'm telling you, that's why Elon Musk got the big fat, Mecha Hitler contract yesterday, because they're trying to shut him up about Epstein,
that's
right? Because they're showing that his America Party or whatever would hurt Republicans, would throw the midterms.
Absolutely.
For sure, to Democrats. So, neener, neener, nanny, nanny, boo, boo. Ha, ha, everything's blowing up in your face. Okay, Representative Ed Markey.
Ed Markey?
Yeah, here he is.
It's all part of this larger conspiracy environment that Donald Trump thrives in, whether it be birtherism or it be this elite group of people who are always trying to keep information from the public. Well, now the Frankenstein monster has returned to his front door, and they are saying, to Donald Trump, release the files. And his MAGA base is demanding a release of all of this information, and Democrats agree with Donald Trump's MAGA base. He's alone in a corner right now.
He's alone in a corner.
Frankenstein has been released.
Yep.
China.
Oh, I was looking for Super Duper or putting on the Ritz. Anything from Young Frankenstein, because it's all good fun. Okay, or not.
Oh.
Okay. Gregory says, MAGA, all this time you were looking for a deep state pedophile ring and it was right in front of you the whole time.
Right.
Aw, it's like Glinda. You could have gone home anytime you wanted to.
Bless their hearts.
You could have gone to Epstein Island anytime you wanted to. Just follow Donald Trump.
It's like they're waking up on Christmas morning and getting coal in their stocking.
All blinky.
Uh-huh.
He's selling you, it was selling you red hats, gold sneakers, and continuous supply of BS.
I forgot about the gold sneakers. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I think it's all super duper.
Super duper!
Okay.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
They're putting on the Ritz over there.
They are. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Senator Tina Smith, wow, bringing it on Epstein. She said, the Epstein files don't exist, but they're also on Pam Bondi's desk, but we aren't releasing them because, again, they're not real. But if they were real, Obama, Biden, and Clinton wrote them. Thank you. It just sums up the absurdity of this whole...
And they just voted down releasing files that don't exist
yesterday. And we went through
the whole
timeline.
Right.
Indicted, arrested, killed.
Right.
Oh, excuse me. I meant allegedly.
Well.
Suicided. Quote unquote.
He's dead.
On Trump's watch.
Right.
Okay. period. Lincoln Project said Epstein mentions on Fox Today 1, Biden mentions on Fox News Today 46 times on auto pen or something.
You're scared
something.
Over there, Fox
Although,
News.
Yeah, but I feel like I heard that just, I think because of these cracks, they're starting to now talk about it, which is another indication that cracks are definitely forming
well,
on this
Laura
whole thing.
Laura Ingraham shut up about it last night, so.
She did shut up?
She did shut
up.
No.
This was the actual exchange yesterday. Reporter, did the attorney general tell you that your name appeared in the Epstein files? Trump, no, she's given us just a very quick briefing. These files were made up by Comey, Obama. They were made up by Biden. You know, we went through years of that with Russia. What does Russia have to do with... I'm confused. Right, Clyde? Okay. Clyde can smell BS. Okay, so this would be Trump acknowledging he's been briefed on the Epstein files, but then saying the documents were made up on Obama and Biden right. is an extremely strong indicator that he is covering up something. Do you think? And our friend David Pakman said a wildly orange Trump. He was super orange yesterday.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, even for him. Now says he was briefed on the Epstein files, and they do exist, but they were made up by Obama and Clinton. Translation, Trump is in the files, and Trump knows he's in the files. Has there ever been a plot line more obvious?
No.
Okay. Hakeem Jeffries yesterday.
Now what we see is the possibility that there's a massive cover-up taking place within the Trump administration because there may be people on the Epstein list within the Epstein files that Donald Trump is trying to protect who happen to be part of his billionaire cabal.
Thank you. I mean, it might not just be he himself. It's obviously it's him.
Right.
They're a cult of one.
Right.
But, yeah, or other Trump friends, right?
Sure.
By the way, you can tell he's completely freaking out because he just... What was this? He just accused Adam Schiff of mortgage fraud. Like,
mortgage fraud.
He is panicking.
Yeah.
I mean, he is trying to do anything to distract... Senator Adam Schiff hit back at Trump after being accused of mortgage fraud in a Truth Social post. He said, since I first led his first impeachment, Trump has repeated call for me to be arrested for treason. So in a way, I guess this is a bit of a letdown. And this baseless attempt at political retribution won't stop with me holding him accountable, not by a long shot. The president claimed that Fannie Mae's financial crimes division determined Schiff improperly declared a Maryland home his primary residence. There's no public information on that at all.
Right.
There's no evidence that that's true. He called for Schiff to be brought to justice. And Schiff said this is just Trump's latest attempt at political retaliation against his perceived enemies, so it's not a surprise. Only how weak this false allegation turns out to be, as much as Trump may hope, this smear will not distract from his Epstein files problem. Ha ha, we see you. We see you. By the way, it's not even worth the whole long explanation, but obviously everybody usually in Congress at some point has a place there and
right.
a place here.
Right.
Okay. Representative Jamie Raskin.
The whole country is saying release the files. That's what Donald Trump said. That's what J.D. Vance said. That's what the Attorney General said. That's what the FBI director said. And now suddenly they want to sweep the whole thing under the rug. Why don't we have a real hearing with real government officials? Talking about the government and talking about a real investigation with a real problem.
Thank you. Mark in Wisconsin. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
And I'll try to avoid using language I used last night when I talked to John about this, but did you hear about the 500 metric tons
yes.
of emergency food that
yes.
Trump has ordered incinerated?
Incinerated, yes. That cost us, what was it, $800 million and
yeah.
then another, I don't know, however, hundreds of million to destroy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it is just beyond the pale that this is going to happen. That it is just the incompetence and the heartlessness of this administration.
Yeah,
just,
and Mark, even if you don't think that's morally wrong, which it obviously is with people starving around the world, how does this economically not piss people off? Taxpayers paid for all this food,
right?
Right? And now we had to pay more out of our pocket to incinerate food that could have saved lives.
Yeah, it's just a shame that we didn't hear about this sooner because more pressure could have been brought to bear that on the administration maybe to not embarrass themselves once again and show how heartless these
yeah.
SOBs are.
Yep. Well, you did hear it first here on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Sure.
We mentioned it several days ago.
We're first with everything.
Okay, don't call yourself a Christian, by the way, if you're cheering that. Just saying.
Sure.
Okay, Sue in Rockville. Hey, Sue.
Hey, good morning. Well, today's my birthday.
Happy birthday!
Thank you very, very much. No ages. I'm just a bit older than I was yesterday.
Okay.
But I got a great birthday gift this morning. I got this beautiful box. It was beautifully wrapped and ribboned. And when I opened it up, it was the Epstein files.
Oh, my God. Lucky you. What does it say?
It says Donald Trump's a pedophile and likes to have sex with underage girls. I know you're shocked, but that happens to be the truth.
Yep.
A lot of other people named. One other quick thing, though, if I may. Tomorrow is Good Trouble Lives On Day. Tomorrow, Thursday, mostly in the evening. There are going to be visibility brigades, rallies. There's over 1,000 rallies all across the country. It won't interfere with people's work days. So please go to Mobilize.
What's happening, yeah. Bella? Sorry, Bella had a tiny incident.
Please join one of them.
Yep.
And let the resistance is growing. And joyful and peaceful
right.
resistance
That's right.
is how we're going to win this.
That's right. By the way, to our last caller's point, Other 98 said the All Lives Matter crowd is perfectly fine with Trump canceling 500 tons of emergency food, enough to feed 1.5 million malnourished children for a week and having it incinerated instead. It tells you everything you need to know. I'm sure John's talked about this on his show, but I would love one fake Christian to call me and tell me how they're okay with that. You know, it's okay.
Well, here's what I asked that question when I went to go work for the right wing station.
Yes.
And I was told that it's not the government's job to feed children. It's the church's job and people's job to feed children. That's their explanation.
Okay. Thanks for that. Okay. Leslie in New Mexico. Hello, Leslie.
Hello.
Hi.
I met you years ago when you were in Santa Fe. My friend Valerie Plame introduced us when we were here. Well, maybe
love Val.
God, a long time ago.
The sexiest spy ever in the world. Okay, go ahead.
Right. anyway, so I've got first following on your last caller. Rallies are great. We all love rallies. Mm-hmm. I'm glad they're very popular. One of the main drivers of these big rallies has been Indivisible.
Yes.
And Indivisible is starting I'm going to read from their website. So it's indivisible.org, and starting tonight, we're launching a national effort to train 1 million people in the tools and tactics to fight authoritarianism.
Okay, great.
So I recommend that all your listeners, they will be recorded, but I know something is lost. You know, people don't never listen to their recordings later, but... So they're going to have, let's see, like tonight is the momentum and your mission, and then next one is going to how to make it happen.
Okay,
anyway,
all right.
Obviously, we know that. One more thing.
Okay.
I would like you to suggest that sometime you have Ezra Levin on your Ezra Levin on your show.
Sure.
To talk about
We've had him on, I believe.
Anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, honey. Thank you. Appreciate. Okay. Please give Valerie Plame a big kiss for me.
Yes.
It's the only person who's the movie actress was not as hot as the actual person in the movie. Just saying.
No.
Okay. Huh?
Yes.
Oh,
right.
Who said, speaking of resistance? This t-shirt available at stephaniemiller.com.
Okay.
This happened because the people of Los Angeles stood united and stood strong. We organized peaceful protests. We came together at rallies. We took the Trump administration to court. All of this led to today's retreat. Who said that?
Inspector Gadget.
No, we already played it. It's Mayor Karen Bass.
Oh.
Fantastic mayor of our great city. Who said, my message today to Angelenos is clear. I will never stop fighting for the city. We will not stop making our voices heard until this ends, not just here in L.A., but throughout our country. Who said that?
Mayor McCheese.
No. Mayor Karen Bass.
Oh, okay.
By the way, thank you, Representative Jasmine Crockett, another fantastic resistance warrior. He's sticking up for L.A. Here we go.
Earlier, someone mentioned these hell holes, talking about the cities, right? Talking about cities being hell holes. I just want to point to Los Angeles. I'm sure that's one of the cities
Preach.
They were referring to when they said that. Los Angeles contributes almost $20 billion in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That's more than all states in this country, except for four. So guess what? If we are going to push any ideologies, it seems like L.A. should have an outsized interest in the ideology, because it seems like they actually contribute more money than all these other states.
I did not know that about Los Angeles.
Preach. Clock it, sister. I learned that from Bella.
Clock it.
All right, go on, sister. Give me a little more fire.
All right, blue states are bailing out red states. Yep. Massachusetts sends more funding to the feds than any other state. It seems like blue states are constantly putting red states on life support, yet we got these little red states that ain't contributing nothing, but they are definitely taking up a lot of money. You know, it is interesting because the governor in California, I don't know if you caught this, but Governor Newsom was talking about just holding on to his dollars because California is what they call a donor state, meaning that they actually contribute more than they take from the federal government.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he called Trump a son of a bitch. We like it, and we like the potty mouth. All right, Malcolm Nance coming up. Carlos Alzeraqui as well. This portion of the show brought to you by you waking up with that scritch, scritch, scritch in your throat. Right,
no, that's bad news. I hate that.
Right, congestion, runny nose, cough. You know you're getting sick. You could tough it out, get sick, take time off work, right? Hope the doctor can see you this month sometime. Wait hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of other sick people. Maybe you get some other kind of ick. Right?
Ick on top of ick.
Right? Okay, or just open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. Everything's in there. You need a Z-Pack, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are right here in my kit. Order yours online in only minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Promo code Stephanie, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
Who are those freaks?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you traveling this summer? Will you leave instructions for a house sitter? The name and number of your vet, maybe? The code to your alarm system? Think about the steps you take to prepare for vacation, and you'll get a sense of what goes into a knockbox. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. That's N-O-K-B-O-X. Knockbox is a complete system that helps you organize all your accounts, possessions, and estate plans for your next of kin. Each knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps ensure you add everything you'll need to manage your estate when you're gone, from your funeral directives to your insurance policies, even the keys to your storage unit, and the knockbox helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a knockbox. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the knockbox of your choice. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use that code Stephanie. That is theknockbox.com. And the code is Stephanie to get that 16% off. Stay calm and get organized today. Theknockbox.com. Don't forget, type in that code Stephanie. Well, do you know anyone who wears a CPAP mask at night? I mean, it looks like a horror film, right? Air hoses strapped to your face all night. Without it, breathing is disrupted. You can be at higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, premature death. If you snore now, you're at heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. Now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is at ZPAW. It's the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. Don't be fooled by imitators. ZPAW was proven in a 600-patient clinical trial. With over 500,000 units sold, ZPAW is the stop snoring device I trust. No more being nudged awake for snoring. No more sleeping in separate rooms. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. This may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now. ZPAW, that's happy Z spelled backward. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com. The promo code is SNORE. That's promo code SNORE at ZPAW.com.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa. Doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry,
hungry,
you're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Stephanie Miller.
I went to see the doctor today.
And?
Wow, playing the oldies. See, Stephanie Miller's show. Malcolm Nance coming up, bottom of the hour. Just to a lot of the stuff we've been talking about. Rashid says, this month Trump is incinerating enough food to feed 1.5 million children, locking up countless black and brown people in concentration camps, restarting interest on exploitative student loans after banning the SAVE Act, hiding documented evidence of systemic child sex trafficking, and MAGAs still worship and bootlick him like he's their savior. It's a white supremacist cult, and they are all happy to die to own the libs. That's, I guess, your prediction is that owning the libs is still going to be more important.
Absolutely.
I mean, I loved our friend Brian Tyler Cohen. Marjorie Taylor Greene said, posted, America deserves the truth about Jeffrey Epstein and the rich, powerful elites in his circle. The line is drawn with anyone who abuses children and vulnerable, innocent people. Brian said, you just voted to block the release of the Epstein files. Yeah. I mean, and as you were saying, yeah, Christians will find a way to justify incinerating, whatever it is, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of food that could feed starving kids, because that's what Jesus would do,
right.
Obviously.
Right.
Yeah, didn't he say that? Just incinerate all the loaves and fishes, because don't give them to those poor people. I don't know what book that's from, but I'll ask John on Friday.
Corinthians 2.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Both of them?
Uh-huh.
Both Corinthians.
Yeah.
Okay. Gerard says to Jasmine Crockett's point, he said, a funny thing about the nonsensical idea that giving relatively higher representation in our government to small states like Wyoming is because rural interests need to be protected is that there's more farm workers in California than there are people in Wyoming. Not to mention that Republicans are the ones gutting Medicaid and, so that, what do you call it, rural hospitals are closing. By the way, it's not just in Nebraska. It's in state after state.
Yeah. I think there was one in Tennessee that
so they aren't looking out for rural interests either.
Nope.
Pete in Wisconsin. Hello, Pete.
Good morning, Gorilla Radio. All right. So if you would do
we can probably skip that bit going forward. I'm one to beat a dead horse as well. But let's just because you always make good points.
You know what? All right, it'd be glue. Fair enough. If you would do me a kindness, I have a question for Malcolm Nance, and the question goes something like this. You know, we know that the malignant narcissist is in collapse, and we know that, you know, while maybe the polling's not going to show it yet, but his base is kind of shaken due to the Epstein thing, and also, like, oh my God, this is FEMA's response in Texas. So my theory is he has to do something big and do something quick in order to appease his base. And his secret police force now has more money than the Marines.
Yeah.
And supposedly they're going on a hiring spree. And so the question becomes, number one, how soon do you think they could spin something up to go into like Chicago, New York, Baltimore, and even take over D.C. for that matter, because he keeps making noises about that. And number two, are there no standards? Like, what are there any standards for ICE, or is it just like anybody popping in can get it?
Yeah. Well, no, we'll ask right. Malcolm that, because I think this is the most uniquely dangerous time right now because of the Epstein files, because this is we're already in fascism, sure. and now we've got, you know, full-on panic. So we talked about them removing 2,000. They called back 2,000 National Guard troops to withdraw from mm-hmm. L.A. I love the Pentagon said, thanks to our troops who stepped up to answer the call, the lawlessness in Los Angeles is subsiding. The lawlessness subsided. How long ago, Chris? Except for, as we say, the one Waymo car that's still on fire that we're still making s'mores over.
It subsided like the day after.
I mean, thank you. Yeah. And it was a block of hardly anything. So it's just lies upon lies. All right, 29 minutes after the hour. Malcolm Nance next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A company wants to build a huge data center campus right here in Dane County. QTS, headquartered in Virginia, has plans for up to 15 buildings spanning more than 600 acres. It would be in the town of Vienna, across from where Bucky's is supposed to be. It could create up to 450 permanent jobs and thousands of construction jobs in the meantime. According to the State Journal, residents showed up to a meeting to ask executives questions about the plan. Data centers are going up around Wisconsin. Microsoft has a spot in Racine County, Meta wants to build in Dodge County, and another company plans to build in Ozaukee County. And SSM Health has broken ground on a new center in Verona, and soon another new location will open in Sun Prairie. The nonprofit health group is working to build a full campus in Verona, starting with a 40,000-square-foot outpatient center. It'll offer primary and specialty care and lab and imaging services. Staff broke ground yesterday, and it's expected to open next year. Meanwhile, the Sun Prairie location will replace the Eye Care Center on Regent Street and have orthopedic services. It cost $60 million to build the 90,000-square-foot facility. That is set to open September 22nd. Both locations are expected to take some pressure off healthcare centers in Madison proper. And it's time for our weekly check of prices at the pump. Here's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices increased over the past week, rising 7 cents per gallon to land at $2.99 on Monday. This is 6.7 cents higher than a month ago, but a little over 29 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddies say gasoline inventories remain just below average as we're approaching the midpoint of the summer driving season.
The average price for a gallon of regular in Dane County is $2.97. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible later today and again tonight, and a couple of those could be strong to severe. Otherwise, today will be warm and muggy with a high in the mid to upper 80s tonight, upper 50s tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and cooler with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Milwaukee film critic Mr. Matt Miller. I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well. I really liked it. My wife loved it, and we're not really horror people, but just something that grabbed. It's just great storytelling.
It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. It's just a really fascinating movie and one I hope people keep checking out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media sports authority Mike Clemens. And then the legendary and one and only Frank Hermans of Let Me Be Frank Productions performs in the studio. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Council.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they really tied themselves up into knots by making this such a centerpiece of their campaign. You know, the attorney general was testifying before Congress just a couple of months ago that there were hundreds of thousands of files and there were all these tapes and they'd all be coming out. And now they've done this 180, which they can't explain. And the story doesn't add up. And like I said, I mean, would you really expect Donald Trump, given his past associations with Mr. Epstein and given his past record of misconduct, to be trying to put this out there?
No, Senator Ossoff, I would not. All right. Oh, Trump melting down alert. Trump melting down alert. Okay. Hold, please. Baby. The baby monitor is going off. Trump melts down over Epstein hoax.
Oh, boy.
Slams supporters who believe this bolt.
The BS word was bantied.
I don't want their support anymore. Okay, hold, please. Scams and hoaxes are all the Democrats are good at. It's all they have. Oh, now it's a scam and a hoax.
A scam and a hoax.
So he's definitely confirming that he's in there.
Something that he ran on is now a scam and a hoax.
Right.
Okay, got it.
Right. No good at governing, no good at policy, no good at picking winning candidates. Their new scam is what we're forever called the Jeffrey Epstein hoax. Oh, it's now.
Yeah, it has
in
a name.
Now it's like a Russia hoax, and right?
Yeah.
Witch hunt hoax, hoaxy hoax. Okay, and my past supporters have. Past is in all caps. Wow. Baby is super, super colicky this morning.
Yep.
My past supporters, bye bye.
He doesn't want you supporters
welcome,
anymore.
Welcome, MAGA. Welcome. Wow. Bought into this bull. Hook, line, and sinker. They haven't learned their lesson and probably never will, even after being conned by the lunatic left for 8 long years. You're the one that sold this. You're the one that ran on releasing the Epstein file. I've had more success in 6 months than any president in our country. Oh, my God.
Would you like to buy the timeshare?
Yes, I would. And all these people want to talk about with strong prodding by the fake news and the success-starved Dems, and it's the Jeffrey Epstein host. Let these weaklings continue forward and do the Democrats' work, even think about talking our incredible, unprecedented success, because I don't want their support anymore!
Okay.
Yeah!
You know who's for the release of the Epstein files?
Who?
Democrats. Come on over to the Democrats.
Come on. Oh, the dive right in. The water is fine,
yeah.
MAGA. Come on. Welcome to Boo-Boo. We are not Boo-Boo the Fool over here.
We are all for the release.
Epstein tape has been doctored. Okay. Wow. Yesterday he said, I don't understand why the Jeffrey Epstein case would be of interest to anybody. Yeah, why would an elite child sex trafficking ring that they've been screaming about for 11 billion years, why would that be of interest suddenly?
It's a Frankenstein monster of their own creation.
I think really only pretty bad people, including fake news, want to keep something like that going. Oh, I see. So it's not the pedophiles. It's not the child rapists. It's the really bad people then would be the people reporting on the really bad people raping little girls. Okay,
right.
Children. Okay. Wow. This is getting better and better by the moment. That was just minutes ago.
He's melting down.
Ooh. Fight, fight, fight.
Big bag of rats.
All so horrible. All of you. Okay. Wow. I got to get me one of those Naked Gun beaver popcorn holders to eat out of.
Yes. I saw one yesterday. I'm like, that's a nice beaver.
it was just stuffed with popcorn.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Dick Durbin.
Either they misled the American people with this conspiracy theory for years, or they're covering it up now. I joined with Senator Chris Van Hollen from Maryland during the appropriations process last week. We offered an amendment together, and the amendment said that they should preserve the evidence of the Epstein investigation and release it to the American people. It passed by a voice vote. The Republicans didn't want a record vote on the issue, but it really gets to the bottom line. Let's let the American people see the truth.
Yes, let's do that, Senator Durbin. Even Bobo? Representative Lauren Boebert?
Bobo.
Fresh from a theater handy J?
Beetle boob.
Shucking the mask of the Mr.'s Cobb in a hit Beetlejuice? Wow.
Of course we want answers. No one is satisfied with what has been received or lack thereof. No one is satisfied with the rollout of this. I think moving forward, we need a special counsel. That has got to happen. There has to be a special investigation into this if we aren't going to be provided information.
She wants Matt Gaetz to lead the special.
Because of course.
So there is that. That part of the
this
story.
Is, you know what? This is turning into just pure magic. So, I see. Miss Handy J in the theater is, you know, for decency now. Okay.
Well, decency as much as Matt Gaetz could be a special counsel.
Right. Is there a chance he's on the Epstein? Okay, that's not important now.
It's entirely possible. I mean, really, anybody could be on it.
All right.
Lauren Boebert could be on it.
Wow. Okay. I just took a minute to just recover. Okay. Oh, hang on. This is a reporter in Pam Bondi yesterday.
The president said today you would release credible files related to Mr. Epstein. Are you prepared to do that, and when?
Our memo speaks for itself, and we'll get back to you on anything else. I haven't seen all of his statements today. Thank you.
How would you respond to the MAGA base that has expressed a lot of frustration about
it? We're going to fight to keep America safe again, and we're fighting together as a team. You know, we've got a war on drugs. We've got a war on human trafficking.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Is it, look over there. Look over there. Look at the other stuff happening. Not here. Don't look here. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
We are still awaiting Malcolm Nance.
Yeah, he's no in casa.
A love tweet for you, and it's rare. So
for
I'm going
me?
To read it to you. Yes.
No. This is fake news.
From Vaff.
Fake news.
He said this. Oh wait, hang on. That wasn't the one I meant. Okay. Hang on. I have it. I have it here somewhere.
What happened?
I have it. Somebody's...
No, you accidentally misplaced the one nice tweet for me.
Yeah, there's so few and far between.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to find them.
Okay.
Well, so you made someone spit out their toothpaste yesterday.
What?
There it is. I found it.
Okay.
No, this is Jill. She said, I need to thank Chris for me spitting toothpaste all over my bathroom mirror when he nailed the Vicky Carr joke.
Oh.
Trump is sitting by the phone waiting for Vladdy to call. You know.
Let it please be him.
Oh.
Must be him.
Or I shall die.
Yes.
Or I shall die.
Oh, before we find Malcolm, are we going live back to the Kremlin? They're still, digesting Trump's threats, I believe.
Okay.
Hang on one second. Here we go. We're super scared. Shockingly, Russia has rejected Trump's ultimatum.
You don't say.
For Moscow to sign a ceasefire deal to end the Ukraine war within 50 days, calling it unacceptable, calling for continued negotiations, insisting the invasion ordered by Putin will continue until its goals are achieved. Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ragnoy.
Is that just a record played backwards?
Uh-huh. Okay. Sergei Ragnoyov.
Okay.
But... said any attempts to make demands, especially ultimatums, are unacceptable to us. We need to focus on political and diplomatic work. By diplomatic work, they mean continuing to bomb the bejesus out of Ukraine in their unprovoked terrorist attack. Okay. I don't know if we're going to find Malcolm, but this was interesting. Trump reportedly asked President Zelensky whether his country's forces could hit Moscow if the U.S. supplied them with long-range weapons during their call on July 4th. Caroline Leavitt,
hey girl,
said President Trump was merely asking a question, not encouraging further killing. He's working tirelessly to stop the killing and end this war.
Okay.
Sure he is.
Yeah,
he is. Sure. That seems like his little, I don't know, hissy fit over Vladimir Putin, right? That's what that's about.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Oh, I have one more on that, just because.
Okay.
American who moved to Russia to escape the evil gaze here has been assigned to the Ukraine front.
Oh, I remember that guy. He moved his family to Russia.
Yes.
Yeah.
This was Crooks and Liars, the good Christian family that fled the United States to escape the gaze.
T-E-H-Gays. Yeah.
Well, is about to get some harsh lessons in how the world really works. Derek Huffman, that guy.
Oh, him. He's good.
Convinced himself by signing a one-year contract with the Army there. Uh-huh. He'd somehow be able to use his welding skills to avoid the fighting in Ukraine.
Oh.
Turns out that was just a lie. Mm-hmm. Oh, what? Is he just finding out about Putin, too?
Fell for something Putin told him. Aw. No.
Russian Army already has plenty of welders. Thanks anyway. They don't do one-year contracts, so he is likely there for the duration. He has had 2 weeks of basic training, which he understood nothing because it was all in Russian.
Yeah.
So he will. Crooks and Liars says his time in Ukraine will likely be very brief.
So he moved to Russia, mm-hmm. not knowing how to speak any Russian.
Right. But at least no gays. Okay, right. They don't have that there.
Oh, I think there's some gays there.
Okay. Have I mentioned yet today what a ridiculous buffoon Donald Trump is?
Yes.
They seriously are laughing their ass off in the Kremlin.
He's an orange-hued buffoon.
Yes, he is. I'm saving all the being a buffoon in front of the soccer team for Carlos to sport the sport with.
Because, God, the FIFA thing.
They photoshopped him out of their picture, which is kind of hilarious. Good. Because he wouldn't...
I want to find out from Carlos, why did the White House get to keep the real trophy?
I don't know. He stole the real trophy, left. He tried to get in the middle of the picture. The guy shoved him to the back. Like he was the president of Montenegro, shoved him through the soccer players to the back because he wouldn't take a hint to get out of the picture. It's their championship picture, and he's like, G-g-g-g-g. Thumbs up. Oh, so
always has to be the center of attention.
Exactly. He's like the kid that blows out the birthday candles at another kid's birthday, right? And has to get presents. Yep. I can't.
He's like Roman Gomez.
Yeah, that guy. Okay. Not that you've held on to that.
I haven't held on to that at all.
Malcolm, we only have a teeny, shouty segment for you now, so call us.
I texted him.
All right. Yeah. Let it please be him. 45 minutes.
Shall I get Vicky Carr on the phone?
Yes. 45.
There.
Malcolm, call me. Oh, dear God, it must be him. Okay, 45 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by my medical, what do you call it? Urgent care kit. I got it right here. Yep. Listen, you wake up, you know how it is. You got a thing, a scratchy throat, a congestion, runny nose, a cough. What do? You tough it out, get sick, have to take time off work, hope your doctor can see you sometime this millennium, wait hours of urgent care, sit in a room full of other sick people, get some other kind of ick.
No,
you go in with the dreck and then you leave with the dreck and the ick. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Okay. Or just open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds. Nip it in the bud right away. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with a doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more, plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Your meds are right in your kit. Order yours online in minutes. $45 off, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. The promo code Stephanie, urgentcarekit.com.
It's her political party, and she'll cry if she wants to. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction, there's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, the ACLU. Over the years, that's added up to over $95 million. Now more than ever, progressive nonprofits need support. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone, your current number. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart, easy way to make a big, big difference. Go to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. One more time, that's CredoMobile.com. Don't forget, type in that code STEPH25 for 25% off your service. Service.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Turn it up to 11. This is Atwood Fest. Saturday and Sunday, July 26th and 27th. Music starts at noon each day. Three stages, 30 bands, and plenty of craft and food vendors. Saturday night on the big stage is Fed Function into VO5. And Sunday opens with Steely Dane and closes with the Brothers Almanac, a tribute to the Allman Brothers. For more information and live music schedule, go to atwoodfest.com.
Craft cocktails, live events, a playground for the kids, and yes, self-serve instant ramen bar and drag bingo. It's all at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. It's not your average tasting room. Pet-friendly, family-friendly, flavor-packed. Visit downdrins.com or stop by today.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVets.com. That's WISVets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. Yep. No more tossing, no more turning. Uh-huh. Don't do it. CB Distillery. Millions are turning to CBD for their relief because it works. Over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And not just for sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for everything. Sleep, stress, mood, focus, pain after exercise. I use that relief stick after every bike ride. It is magic. Magic.
Yes.
Bonnie and Clyde love the CBD for pets. They use that on grooming day so they can calm down for their little pedicures. Over 2 million satisfied customers. Honey, 100%.
Honey?
100% money back guarantee, honey. Okay, for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase, cbdistillery.com. The promo code is Stephanie. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. Like individual liberty. Yeah, but different. Okay. Where are we? Oh, by the way, can I just say, I'll do a guess the quote first. Who said about Medicaid, we'll be there for you, the American people, when you need help, but you got to stay healthy yourself. Don't eat carrot cake. Eat real food. Who said that?
Dr. Octopus.
No, that was Dr. Oz, noted quack. What would happen if a Democrat ever said anything like that, right? Oh, my God. Well, Armageddon, nanny state. Don't tell us what we can eat.
I believe Michelle Obama said that.
Yes.
Exact same thing. And
yes.
Got pilloried for it.
Take my carrot cake out of my cold, dead hands. Bah.
Well, carrot cake is just a cream cheese frosting delivery device anyway.
Exactly. By the way, Bob Seska said it wasn't long ago Sarah Palin attempted to own the libs by chugging a big gulp during one of her stupid rallies.
I mean,
they're just such hypocrites on every subject. Okay. Don't eat. I remember I thought Rush Limbaugh was going to die of dehydration when Michelle Obama gently mentioned maybe people should hydrate. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, tell me when to drink water. I will drink water. I will drink it.
That's how he died. He didn't drink water.
Yeah, probably why. He dehydrated just to spite Michelle Obama telling him to drink water.
I think the tragedy plus time.
I think she could have done it quicker if she would have suggested deep breathing.
I'm going to stop breathing. You don't tell me when to breathe.
Okay. Oh. Do we have the falling on a bag of hammers? Body fall. Okay. That's when I do that. That's body fall. That's Rush Limbaugh.
Falling on a bag of hammers. Did you hear the hammers?
Stopping breathing because Michelle Obama said to breathe. Okay.
Clanging.
Yeah, I don't know why there's clanging in that sound.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
We feel like that would be the sound he would have made. Okay, hi. Hi, Steve in Vermont.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi. Go ahead.
Hi. Well, why do I seem to be the only person that remembers that Donald Trump owned a modeling agency that had allegations of human trafficking through contests?
Yes.
And links to a guy that was really dirty doing the same thing that Epstein did, but on a smaller scale.
Not just modeling agencies, teen beauty pageants that he said he liked to go backstage and look at the girls naked. I'm like, what? This guy? I mean, seriously, this guy, the guy that is everywhere in pictures and videos with Jeffrey Epstein, the adjudicated rapist, sexual predator, who partied with Epstein for decades. I feel like honestly, since the beginning of this thing, I feel like I was taking crazy. I'm like, him! It's him! It's that guy! Right? And they're like pointing to everybody around him. I'm like, it's that guy.
He's a creep!
Ugh. Okay.
Don't let him around your daughters.
Yeah. Mel and Maryland.
Don't let him around Bella.
Yeah.
Please, no. Oh, please.
Mel in Maryland. Hello, Mel.
Hi. Good morning, Stephanie.
Hi.
Just a few thoughts about this whole Epstein situation I have. You know, Trump seems to get away with everything. Just a quick review. I mean, he got away with calling dead combat veterans suckers and losers. Mm-hmm. He got away with saying neo-Nazis in that deadly Charlottesville protest were good people. He got away with
grab him by the pee.
Overturn the government. Yeah. More recently, he gets away every day with his racist rhetoric, his homophobic rhetoric. He's now getting away with marginalizing immigrants the same way Hitler marginalized Jewish people. Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking, everybody, you know, and rightfully so, we want these Epstein files released.
Right.
But if you sit back and think about this a minute, how sad would this be, Stephanie, if this man gets away with raping underage girls?
Yeah.
It's repugnant.
Yeah.
It's like, what are we saying about our country, about just the standards of decency and morality,
if he
gets away with this?
Yeah.
I know, and it's the one thing they say they care about on the MAGA base.
Exactly.
It's the only thing they care about is the, you know, the child rape. Odious Stephen Miller, by the way, I think we've mentioned this because we are here in L.A. He has always been odious.
Yes.
We're going to see if we can get it for tomorrow. This is video, literally, of 17-year-old Stephen Miller in 2003 advocating for the torture of the Iraqi people, calling it a celebration of life. He has always been a racist little douchebag.
Yes.
Everyone that went to Santa Monica High with him could tell you that. Here he is today.
We have communities all across this nation that 20 years ago, before the era of open borders, were completely peaceful, completely stable, thriving middle classes. Look at a place like Minneapolis. Post-mass migration, they are unsafe. They are violent.
Are they?
You cannot use the public parks. The education systems don't function.
We have lots of listeners in Minneapolis.
Yes.
Any of y'all's in the park? I actually went to many of the parks and saw the fantastic murals when I was there for Sexy Liberal, huh?
The parks?
And also I was told that it had already burned to the ground.
Right. The parks in Minneapolis are gorgeous.
Yeah,
they're very green.
Oh, my God. All the murals. Remember, we saw the Bob Dylan and the Prince.
Right. What was that park that we did that broadcast from where Amy Klobuchar came out and visited us? It was on a lake. It was absolutely gorgeous.
I can't remember that.
Yeah,
but
it was a boathouse.
Yeah.
We were at a boathouse.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes.
I remember.
Uh-huh.
One last one on Amy says the images of immigrants being zip-tied and marched off like criminals are some of the most haunting lies our government has ever sold. If you think this is a good thing, I truly don't want to know you. The sadness, fear, and sheer trauma of being loaded into a van with no idea where you're headed or if you'll ever see your family again. And the breaking news, we'll talk to Carlos about this. ICE has declared millions of undocumented immigrants are ineligible for bond hearings, yeah. Which means they could be in jail for years for nothing. Carlos El Rocky next.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We're on the road for What Makes Wisconsin Great, this time from the EAA and Oshkosh Air Museum, along with Jane and Greg. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Labor Department releasing new numbers showing producer prices, what companies pay for wholesale for items, held steady last month. And numbers out yesterday showed consumer prices went up last month by the fastest pace since February compared to a year ago. Another 20 Palestinians killed at an aid distribution site in Gaza. Many in the region have been critical of the way those sites have been set up, saying food and water is distributed in a chaotic and dangerous way. While this incident did not involve shooting, it did turn into a stampede, says ABC's Marcus Moore.
All along, they've made the point that these incidents of the shootings that have occurred have all been away from the sites. But the issue that critics are bringing up is that these sites have been described as, quote, death traps.
The Pentagon ending the deployment of 2,000 National Guard troops in Los Angeles. They were sent there to help the city deal with the protests over Trump administration immigration policies. This is ABC News.